Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 17 for Friday, August 12th. I'm Jane Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $3 per ton weaker in early activity on Friday. The November contract was down $2.40 at $4.60 a ton, pressured by advances in the Canadian dollar. The loonie gained against its U.S. counterpart in early activity, supported by stronger crude oil prices. Gains in the Canadian currency are bearish for canola as they make the commodity less appealing to international buyers. Ideas that China could enforce dockage requirements on September 1st further pressured the market. If those regulations are enforced, Canada's canola sales to China could be dramatically cut. However, Malaysian palm oil closed higher overnight, which limited losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower while wheat gained. Soybeans were 4 to 10 cents per bushel weaker on Friday, with the September contract at $9.94 a bushel, as traders took positions ahead of a data set from the United States Department of Agriculture. The report will be the first estimates based on surveys and is expected to provide the market with a better sense of production. Market estimates peg soybean yield at 47.5 bushels per acre and total production near 4 billion bushels. The continuation of strong export demand, which will help eat away at domestic stockpiles, limited declines on Friday. Corn prices were a quarter of a cent to three quarters of a cent weaker in early activity, with the September contract at $3.20 a bushel. The market was mostly unchanged as traders took pre-report positions. Market estimates for corn yield is close to 171 bushels per acre, and production is expected to reach close to 15 billion bushels. The expectation for a large carryout to be reflected in upcoming data had a bearish effect on prices. For wheat, prices were unchanged to 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago September contract at $4.19 a bushel. The market was underpinned by stronger export sales, which will help trim domestic stockpiles. U.S. wheat exports are about 30% higher than last year. However, the expectation for high production from Russia limited advances. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.